Optus crews spent hours repairing a mobile phone outage for more than 14,000 services yesterday. The telco says that vandals attempting to steal copper had cut several fibre cables in Melbourne's southeast. It's the third Optus outage in recent months. Two deaths were linked to a mass outage in September, sparking inquiries by the regulator and also the Senate. Alan Fells is former chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission and joins me now. Alan Fells, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally.
What does this latest incident, which Optus has blamed on vandalism, what does it tell you about the safety and security of the infrastructure?
Well, it's happening too much. It's happening a lot with Optus, as you mentioned, three big outages, some minor ones also, I think. So I don't regard yesterday as kind of a one-off accident. The Optus tends to blame technical failures and external factors for all these outages. I think a better explanation is a failing culture, a faulty culture, kind of lack of commitment to spending the extra dollars on total safety and reliability for customers.
Are they out of step with the other telcos in your view, or is this an industry-wide problem?
Yes, they seem to be so. And even the sabotage thing, well, probably that's what happened, but in this era of cybersecurity and things like that, most big businesses have got full contingency plans for sabotage or for, say, disgruntled employees or ex-employees doing things that bring systems down. But this doesn't seem to have been fully built into the Optus response to this kind of crisis.
Since the deadly outage in September, there have been several outages which have affected 000 calls. You say that the federal government now needs to review its contracts with Optus. Why do you have that view?
Because we need a culture change and a real lesson to be taught and incentives given to Optus to bring its safety practices into line, and particularly because there are real safety questions for people when the emergency 000 service fails. Stronger medicine is needed.
Alan, what sort of contracts are we talking about?
Well, there are all sorts of contracts Optus has with government, and also they have a number of spectrum license allocation issues coming up. What has happened at the moment, and this applies to all telco companies, is that the three big ones have got access to the spectrum, which is an extremely valuable thing to have. They are coming up for renewal and they should be put up to auction. But it sounds like this is not happening. It sounds like the regulator is, for some reason, been persuaded that that's not necessary. Typically, these spectrum auctions raise a lot of money for the public. They're good for competition because they bring in new competitors and put a bit of pressure on the current operators to do their best.
You're talking about new competitors. Is there a viable alternative, given how relatively small our telecommunications market is here in Australia?
Well, the best answer to that will be to put it to a market test and see. It is true we're not the biggest market, but there's also a lot of people out there who would be likely interested to enter the, well, somewhat lucrative Australian market.
There were no reported impacts to 000 calls with this latest outage, but Shadow Communications Minister Melissa McIntosh says the government needs to urgently review the 000 system. What needs to happen, do you think?
Well, I do think we need a deeper investigation of what happened yesterday. Maybe it was just sabotage. Maybe they did everything. But I'm just not entirely satisfied to take Optus's comments at face value, given that in the past some of their initial PR type comments have not proved to be true. But greater emphasis could be put on backup when 000 calls from someone fail, and automatic rerouting mandated by law. Yes, I think the backup arrangements could be more strongly supported by law.
On Radio National Breakfast, you're hearing from Professor Alan Fells, a former chair of the ACCC. We're talking about Optus outages. The Australian Communications and Media Authority says it's seeking further information from Optus on the circumstances of the latest outage. It's also investigating what happened in September. What do you make of the response from the regulators so far?
Well, I would prefer them to go in a bit harder. Their track record is not one of being an overactive regulator on telco and maybe on other fronts. So I certainly welcome them looking into all of this. Some of the emphasis on inquiries, including the Optus commissioned inquiry, is seemingly on what specific technical failures there were, whereas, as I've said, I think there are broader cultural issues in Optus's approach. I think Singapore seems to have been very focused on getting cost cutting in Australia at any cost to safety.
Professor Alan Felser, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Sally.